And with that, I'll introduce Jana McCabe, the Acting Assistant Administrator for EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, and Chris Grundler, Director of the Office of Transportation and Air Quality. Janet?
Thanks very much, and thanks to all of you for hopping on the call. I'm here with Chris and some other of the staff from our Transportation and Air Quality Office to talk to you about our proposal today. Today, we're proposing RFS volume standards for all biofuel categories for 2014, 2015, and 2016. In addition, we are proposing the biodiesel volume targets for 2017. We're committed to finalizing these volumes by November 30th of this year. At that point, EPA will be back on the statutory timeline for issuing the volume rules. We're optimistic about the future of biofuels and think that this proposal will put us on a pathway for steady growth in the years to come. Let me briefly introduce the proposed standards. For the 2014 standards, we are proposing standards at levels that reflect the actual amount of biofuel used domestically in 2014. For 2015 and 2016, and for 2017 for biodiesel, the proposed standards would provide steady increases over time. The proposed volumes reflect various factors in the market that convince us both that renewable fuels are being produced and used in increasing volumes and that there are limits to the amounts of volumes that can be supplied. The steadily increasing volumes indicate that biofuels remain an important part of the overall strategy to enhance energy security and address climate change. You can find the details in our fact sheet and in the proposal itself, which are posted on our website, but I'll note that the volumes of total renewable fuel we are proposing are 15.93 billion gallons in 2014, which represents actual usage, as I mentioned, 16.3 billion gallons in 2015, and 17.4 billion gallons in 2016. We recognize at EPA that the delay in issuing the standards for 2014 and 2015 has led to uncertainty in the marketplace. This proposal and the final rule we will issue this fall will establish a path for ambitious, responsible growth in biofuels and help provide the certainty that the marketplace needs to allow these low-carbon fuels to further develop. The transportation sector is a significant source of greenhouse gas emissions, and this administration has already taken a series of historic steps to reduce emissions from cars and trucks through our national car and truck greenhouse gas and fuel economy standards. Making cars and trucks more efficient is a big piece of the puzzle, but another important piece is lowering the carbon intensity of the fuels that they burn. Congress recognized this fact in establishing the RFS program, which aims to increase the volumes of renewable fuels that are used in the U.S. transportation system every year. Renewable fuels help the U.S. move away from fossil fuels towards a set of less carbon-intensive fuels. When Congress passed the RFS provisions, they set annual targets for biofuel use that increase every year. The RFS program has been successful, and biofuel use over the past decade has increased significantly. This is true for ethanol, for biodiesel, and recently we've seen important developments in cellulosic biofuel production. This is very encouraging because cellulosic biofuels are the fuels that have the lowest life cycle emission profiles. Most of the growth in the Clean Air Act's biofuel targets for 2015 and beyond comes from these advanced biofuels, and this administration is committed to doing what we can to support them. Even as we recognize the successes of the program so far, we also must recognize real-world limitations to the further growth in renewable fuels in the near future. This includes slower than expected development of the cellulosic biofuel industry, less growth in gasoline use than was expected in 2007, and constraints in supplying certain biofuels to consumers, ethanol at greater than 10% of gasoline in particular. So in today's proposal, you'll see that we're balancing two dynamics: Congress's clear intent to increase renewable fuels over time to address climate change and increase energy security, and the real-world circumstances that have slowed progress towards these goals. We're proposing to use the tools Congress provided in the law to make adjustments to the law's volume targets, but we're proposing standards for 2015 and 2016 that will drive growth in renewable fuels at an ambitious but responsible rate. For 2016, we will be back on the statutory timeline and we're proposing numbers to incentivize real growth in the market. The proposed 2016 standard for cellulosic biofuel, for example, those are the fuels with the lowest GHG emissions profile, is more than 170 million gallons higher than the actual 2014 volumes. That's six times higher than those 2014 volumes. The proposed 2016 standard for total renewable fuel is nearly 1.5 billion gallons, about 9% higher than the actual 2014 volumes. The proposed 2016 standard for advanced biofuel, a subcategory within total renewable fuel, is more than 700 million gallons, or 27% higher than the actual 2014 volumes. Biodiesel standards grow steadily over the next several years, increasing every year to reach 1.9 billion gallons by 2017, and that's 17% higher than the actual 2014 volumes. So these proposed standards represent real, significant, and responsible growth. We believe that these proposed volumes are achievable and are consistent with Congress's clear intent to drive renewable fuel use up, even as we use the authorities that Congress provided to EPA to manage the program responsibly. And even as we propose these standards, it's important to remember that the RFS program is only one part of the overall picture for biofuels. Both the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Energy have programs looking at ways to support biofuels and biofuel infrastructure, and companies across the country continue to innovate in this area. We know that the past few years have been challenging for the biofuels industry, and we know that both challenges and opportunities lie ahead for the sector. Introducing new fuels into the marketplace, especially advanced biofuels, is not an easy task, but that is the challenge that Congress took on with the RFS program, and EPA is committed to implementing the RFS in a way that responsibly pushes forward and grows renewable fuels over time. We will be finalizing this rule by November 30th, and so we're on a tight schedule for the rest of the year. We will have a public hearing in Kansas City, Kansas on June 25th. We will be taking comments through July 27th, and we look forward to hearing from all stakeholders over the coming months. So again, I would urge you to take a look at the materials on our website, and at this point, we'll take your questions.